اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And also
the
with
students.
Yeah, in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. And with Minhal Hussein Nasir,
Sayyid
Mahdi
Yahya
Al Husseinan, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, and Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Nagawi. So thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, before we go to our new session, we got our review, the last session. Whatever we studied there, I will ask the students. Then, inshallah, we will continue. So, Muhammad Yahya Jafari, can you tell us what we studied in our previous session, in our last session?
Salam. Yeah, we studied the silent letters.
Yeah, the silent letters. Like you, there are some letters, yes, that they are written, but they are not pronounced. Yes? Like what?
Yeah, wow, alif, lam.
Wali letters.
Wali.
Okay,
Wali.
So, they are sometimes written, and I mean written, but not pronounced, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we studied the certain cases that these letters are skipped, right? Do you remember some of them or no?
When
Muhammad Mahdi?
Okay, that's not my name.
Mahdi, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
What we studied?
Yes.
We studied Surah Al-Rahman.
We practiced Surah Al-Rahman, yes, and applied
also,
these rules.
And also we practiced the silent letters. And how we know what a silent letter is, it's when it can be alif, lam, wow, or ya.
It can be alif, lam, and wali.
And sometimes in like different Qurans, like it's written in gray.
Yeah, yeah, it's very clear. In some Quran, okay?
It's
very clear, so you can understand whether you skip this letter or no.
Like
if that's written in gray, you gotta skip it, right?
So yeah, it's sometimes written
blue.
Like yes, the silent letters are sometimes written in different colors, so people know if it's silent or not.
Oh, that's great. So one of the examples was, for example, when the waw and ya becomes the base for
hamza.
Yes, or also alif becomes the base for hamza. So in this case, you do not recite it as alif, waw, ya. You gotta recite it the way you pronounce hamza, right?
Yes.
Not alif, ah, not yi, not waw, okay? Or woo. So, inshallah, in this session, we are going to continue learning the same cases, but with another topic. So, the subject or the topic is the letters which are not written, but you must pronounce them.
How is that
possible?
It's just
the opposite. Yeah.
How is
that
possible?
So in the previous sessions, we talked about the letters which are written, but you do not have to read them.
Yeah, you should read them.
Yeah, you
got to
skip them.
And then see it.
They're written in gray. So this time, we will, inshallah, study today the letters which are not written, but you got
to
pronounce them.
Yeah.
How is it
possible?
It's not written. If it's written, I can read it. Yes?
Yeah.
But if it's not written, how can I do it?
How can I read it? I don't know.
So in alhamdulillah, nowadays, okay, in Usman Taha version of the Quran, in some other versions, okay? Now we have, there are, for example, if waw must be pronounced there. It's not written. Waw is not written there, okay? So one waw is, for example, omitted. It's deleted, okay? From the word.
Why?
So, I will tell you the reason. Then, instead of that waw, which is skipped, which is not written, there is a small, tiny, or baby waw. So it makes it easy for you to understand.
Yeah, what's up?
So Yahya, did you get the answer? You said, how is it possible it's not written? How can I understand it? So it's very easy for you, okay? Because a small, tiny, or baby waw is written there instead of that big one, okay? The real waw.
Oh,
and also, sometimes, instead of that ya, a small ya, like a fish.
Like this.
A fish. Yeah, like a fish.
Yeah.
It's written, okay,
like
there.
لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا
لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ. There is a ya, yes?
Yes, it's small.
Ya is not written.
Yes.
Ya is not written, okay?
Yes.
I mean, bihi after ha, there is no ya, the complete ya. Yes?
It's like same with English. Like, there's some English words where there's like, let's say...
The silent letters that you gotta skip them. I mean, the letters which are written and like you have to skip them.
I know
we have
there's
them in English.
Like, I know there's English words that like...
So inshallah, for the next session, you gotta tell
like
us,
there's
okay?
There's letters that are supposed to be there, but they're not.
For example?
For example, I really don't know.
So maybe, yeah, there are. So it can have it can be in any language. So let's get back to our topic. So now you, alhamdulillah, understood what the topic means, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the letters which are not written, but you have to pronounce them. Instead of those deleted or omitted letters,
they
are written.
Uh-huh. Why?
There are one of the reasons, okay?
Does it look good?
No. One of the reasons is this. Look. Any letter cannot be deleted. So what we talk about is the letter waw and the letter ya. And sometimes the letter alif. Okay?
Yes.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So these three letters, mostly waw and ya, they are deleted. Okay,
why?
They are not pronounced. Kind of going to answer. The answer is this, one of the answers, that these waw and ya, so because they are repeated, okay, maybe there are two waw, maybe there are three waw, or, for example, two ya or three ya. So in this case, they use one of the ya and they delete or omit the other ones.
Why?
Because it's a kind of repetition.
It's really good.
No, it's repetition.
Really good.
Wow. You don't need, because you can pronounce it. So, during the history, I mean... So, like in the past, Arab writers, okay? When, for example, in a word, they were going to write the word, and there were like two waw or two ya, okay? They would skip one of them, and they would not write one of them. Instead, they would pronounce it like two waw. Like two ya. So that is one of the reasons. So, okay. Other reason, it is a style of writing. So you got to do it, okay? You got to follow it.
Yeah, we write a word with tip. Ya's one.
So,
yes,
so in Osman Taha, Quran, you have a small or baby waw, okay, at the end of the words. When you want to pronounce it like a waw, okay? It's not written like a complete waw, but it's a small waw. And also like a dhamma. And also a small or tiny ya at the end of the words, which can make it easy for you. So, one more thing, Minhal Hussein, that sometimes this deleted letter can be a part of that word. It is a part of that word, okay? Sometimes it's not a part of that word, okay? We will inshallah talk about the examples. Sometimes, look, for example, I have books, B-O-O-K-S, books, okay?
Yeah.
For example, the letter O, double O we have. So all, both O are like part of the word, yes? But so you delete or omit one of them, one of the O.
Box.
But you pronounce it. For example, you pronounce it. For example, you delete one of the O's, okay? And you pronounce it still. So yes, instead, yes. So books with double O, books with one O. For example.
It just become box.
Yeah, it becomes box. But for example, I'm saying.
They do different meanings.
Yeah. But sometimes you do not omit the letter which is a part of the word. You delete the letter which is not a part of the word. It's just an extra letter, okay, to the word. So we have two cases. The first case, Hadi, it's part of the letter, part of the word, the letter that you delete, the waw or ya.
Yes.
And the next case, it is not part of the word. Okay, yes. Mahdi? So, that's great. Yes. Let's go, inshallah, talk about the examples.
But sir, we have in Surah Mursalat, we have very much waw.
Yeah.
Badi.
So, but remember that there is one condition for this.
What?
So, one of the cases is with the pronoun ha that we have in Arabic. Okay? The pronoun ha. Like we have, for example, in English as well, we have. Like, I told him. I go with him. So, this, the letter ha, okay, which is a pronoun in Arabic. So, sometimes you gotta pronounce an extra waw or an extra ya with the word ha. Okay? Like, for example, you do not say hu. You gotta stretch the sound, make it longer. Who? For example, he. You do not say it just simply he. You gotta stretch the sound, okay, Muhammad? He. Understood? An extra ya, you gotta pronounce at the end of that. There is a condition, and the condition is that the previous letter, before the letter ha, that letter should not be silent. It should have a harakat. That should not be talking, okay? So, for example, if you say min ho, so min ho, the noon before ha, is it silent or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that's talking. So you don't have to, for example, stretch the sound of ha here. Min hu, don't say. Min ho, that's easy. But remember that the condition tells us that it has to be mutaharrik or it should have harakat, either kasra or dhamma. If it is fatha, so the letter ha, I mean the word ha, okay, does not come with fatha. If it is with fatha, so I think we don't have it in Arabic, okay, with fatha. So either it is with kasra or with dhamma. It is either hu or he, not ha, okay? So, but the pronoun for the ladies or for the female, okay, that we have, like ha, ha and alif, that has what? An alif with it. So it comes with fatha. So the condition is this, that the previous letter must be mutaharrik, either it should have kasra or...
Mutaharrik?
Mutaharrik means having harakat. Okay, having harakat. I mean, it should have a movement. What movement? Either kasra or dhamma.
Yeah, fucking go changing faces.
Yes. Or the next condition is this, that the ha itself should be mutaharrik, itself should have harakat. Okay?
Okay.
So what does it mean? It means that, Minhal Hussain, if you stop at the word which has ha, so you don't need to stretch the sound because you stop there. So when you stop there, ha changes to sukoon. The harakat of ha changes to sukoon. So in this case, you do not stretch the sound. Like you say, for example, قُلْتُ لَهْ لَهْ. If you say لَهْ, you do not say لَهُ because you stop there. So when you make pause, we studied that dhamma and kasra will be changed to when you stop at the word?
It will change to sukun.
Will be changed to sukun? That's easy. Okay? So remember that when you stop, you do not have to stretch the sound. But when you continue reciting, when you continue reading, you gotta stretch the sound. Either with kasra, e, or with dhamma. Ooh. Alright?
Yes.
So this is called in Arabic ishba'. Let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, we'll be back. Stay with us. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان